This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
That's us. Good morning. Welcome to Party Line on this Thursday morning. What about this weather? My gosh, awful chilly this morning, isn't it? I know that they had taken the winter weather advisory away overnight. Ken Hartman, our news director, told me that, but oh my gosh, I stepped outside a few minutes ago and it was rain, but it was almost ice. And I think if we look at the temperature, it's hovering around 33 or 34 right now. So might see some, still a little chance of some on and off rain this morning, but 42, the daytime high today. Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, one of our fine sponsors. We're your shield and your shelter. Kramer Lumber Do It Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Indiana Packers, makers of Indiana Kitchen Premium Pork Products, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Coming up shortly, we're expecting Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans and maybe Carolina Booth from the United Way to talk to us about a series of drug conversations that we'll be having in our community starting next Monday. So also on the Party Line program this morning after 9 o'clock, we'll have Todd Corey and crew from USB this morning. So get your questions ready, 659-3338. A lot of local folks should be able to talk to today if you got any questions for them here on Party Line. Well, my name's Kevin Keith, and something we're very excited about is that you can now listen to Party Line online anytime, right? On demand, just like your cable. So just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, put your mouse on the radio tab and, hover over that and it'll pull down some, programming for you. Party Line is one of those. And if you click on Party Line, it'll take you to that page and you see Larry and I there and, the late Vern Casper. And if you scroll down, we've got the last 3 days worth of Party Line. I split them up into 2 half-hour sections so you can just simply click play and then put it where you want it in the middle of the half hour there. So nice little player there, and we'll have that for you, everything permitting, just from here on out. All right, so make sure you check that out at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You can also check out the radar. Boy, we're just on the cusp of that line, just north of Lafayette. They're getting some ice and maybe looks like a little bit of snow, some freezing rain and stuff. If it would have came just a little further south, we might be dealing with some different things. But we've got all kinds of good local news up there for you. I know Ken Hartman is out there working on that right now as we speak, posting news to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Ken's working in the hallway this week. We're doing a lot of remodeling around here, and they're working on his office right now. So. And we all know the news doesn't stop, right, Ken? Yeah. Give me a thumbs up. I said, yeah. I said a thumb. Okay. Ken is, he hasn't missed a beat, though. He's been going to meetings and typing stories and posting news. And one of these years, we'll get him back in his office. And my office is next. And I'm a little worried, but. These guys are pretty good about everything. So, plus, I got a 14-year-old I can call to help me with computers, so that's good. I wanted to tell you about this. A lot of you know Liz DeRosa. She works the front desk here at WILO, and she's a big optimist. And I don't mean in a positive way. Liz has a good, very good positive outlook on things, but the Optimist Club. And she wanted me to tell you about the oratorical contest. It's designed for youth to gain experience in public speaking. And if you want, all you got to do is call 659-2919 659-2919 and talk with Liz or whoever answers the phone there, and they can get you an application. Many of the oratorical winners have not been the oldest contestants, Liz says, but they've sometimes been the youngest. So you write a speech and practice your presentation, and then they'll be having the competition coming up March 11th. And I believe there's a scholarship involved there, $2,500 or so. Where are my roots of optimism? The length needs to be 4 to 5 minutes, and make sure you contact Liz or one of the Frankfort optimists at 765-659-2919. To make sure a youth that you know of who could use $2,500 in scholarships could get that application and get it in, okay? So, also something we wanted to run past you, coming up Friday, tomorrow, the Colfax Perry Township Public Library. A variety of items will be sold during the Friends of the Library Chili Cook-Off. I was texting yesterday with Amanda Boxa, who is the Historical Society Director out there. Let me see if I can pull this text up on my iPhone here. Yeah, there we go. And I'd asked her how everything was going out there, and she said that they're having the bake sale along with the Friends of the Library Chili Cook-Off this Friday that we were telling you about, 5:30. So you need to come out and taste some chili and buy a few baked goods. And, you know, if I didn't already have plans, I would be all over that because I love me some chili. So she said that she's just been very busy and everything. She's working on the board for the Friends of the Library, and she's also Home Ec Club president and president of the Historical Society. So she's got a lot going on out there, and we appreciate her. But if you could go out there and support Colfax Historical Society, that's tomorrow night. If you want more information, you can call at 324-2915. But better yet, just go to the library. They're beautiful Carnegie out there, and say hi to Amanda and crew and get yourself some chili. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I have a question for you, since you have more access to information than I do.
Okay. I just use Google a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
Google or Ken Hartman.
Yeah, that's, well, you could relate this to him because he's a master of news.
Mm-hmm.
I had a person ask me a question yesterday that I cannot answer.
Uh-oh.
Supposedly, that school has all doors locked. And you have to go in through the main entrance. They're in Florida.
The one that got shot up, yep.
Yep. How'd he get in?
You know,
according to them, he came in a side door.
Yeah. You know, I actually read something on that the other day, Larry. That was just one of the many balls that were dropped during this situation. And I'm trying to remember, is that what you had heard, that he went in like a side door that wasn't locked?
Yeah, I heard he went into a side door.
It was like a maintenance door or something, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. He probably scoped it out and found a soft spot, and that's how he got in, you know. I also read where he took an Uber to the school, you know,
right.
a taxi. And then, of course, he pulled the fire alarm to get everybody out in the hallway. And then he threw down the gun and ran out with the students so he could escape. That's how he got away, and they caught him at Walmart eating a Subway.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. His defense attorney is going to have a hard time proving to me that he was crazy.
I think so, too. There was too much premeditation there.
Too much premeditation. In fact, how he escaped had to be premeditated.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing because we heard the FBI drop the ball for the first couple days after that. We kept hearing the stories coming out. But, you know, it's also crazy that there's been so many, I don't know, I was reading an article just this morning on it, that he had been in so much trouble at this school and they never did a thing about it. He hadn't been expelled really one time. They just kind of let it go, you know?
Well, that's true. But man. I don't know about Florida, but Indiana, I think, has some very tough rules and regulations about totally throwing out a special ed student.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I heard one time, that he was in special ed.
Mm-hmm.
But they're curious because they kept saying all the doors were locked, but he got in somehow, and you think it was a maintenance door, which is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But why wasn't it locked?
Well, that's a great question. And that's a question that they could only answer there at the school. I remember my senior year of the little bitty high school I went to. I had basically a free class my senior year, the second half of my semester, where I didn't have to go to class. So me and a couple other guys, you know, we'd go up on the roof and just sit, you know, and there was all kinds of ways to get into the school, you know, if you really want to.
Well, when I went to school, boys carried pocket knives.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now you go, if you carry a pocket knife in a school or a courthouse, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah. They got metal detectors right there in a lot of schools, don't they?
Yeah. But I was just curious, and I could not understand how he got in there if all the doors were locked.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Frankfurt, which is you have to go through the main entrance
right
to get in. But is Frankfurt maintenance area open?
You know, that's a great question. I'm not for sure.
If it is, to me, it's just, why lock doors if you're going to leave a couple of them open for maintenance people to be in and out?
Yeah, well, there should be very few people who know that. And, you know, in this day and age of technology, there ought to be key cards, there ought to be, you know, codes and passwords or thumbprint
right.
Identification.
But the thing is, it's going to take an extra minute
mm-hmm.
for every yeah. time they go in and out the door.
Yeah. Well, a minute's worth it to me for safety.
If they want to, they could put a squawk box on the outside, push a button and talk to the people inside,
right.
and they unlock the door electrically.
Right. Either that or they have a video camera right there so you can see who's pushing the
and
button.
And see who's in, yeah.
Sure.
Right. But it fascinated me, and I hadn't heard, and I just thought I'd call and see how much you knew about it, because I know you guys are right on top of all the stuff.
Well, we thank you for that. Yeah, I had also seen that too, Larry, so sad deal. And, you know, the next school shooter is out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And there's no, I'm sorry for the student, but there's no way to stop it.
No, you can't combat crazy.
No, you can't. And
can hate, you know?
I don't believe anybody needs an AR-15.
I tend to agree with that.
But I still don't see the ones who want them, I think, should have. But, you know, I have no faith to keep talking about training teachers. You can't. There's no way to train somebody to...
Listen, that ain't a teacher's job.
No. And they've already got too many jobs.
Exactly.
But there's no way you can train a teacher...
No, nor should you.
To react totally under control when they're being shot at.
Right. Right.
It's just an interesting point.
Yeah, not the teacher's job, that's for sure.
No, it's not. As far as I'm concerned, it's not the school's job to provide security.
It's not?
No, I don't think so. It's county.
Yeah, some funding from somewhere.
Right.
Yep.
Instead of just making them provide security out of the funding they have already.
Well, look, we protect everything else with guns, right? You know, casinos, banks, presidents, congressmen.
Well, I haven't seen any guns at Farmers Bank.
Yeah. Well, maybe not every single bank, but I guarantee you they've got some security measures you probably don't see, and good for them, they should, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, so, why not protect our kids with guns?
I agree, but, you know, it's fascinating that you got all the doors locked but one, so maintenance people could come in and out.
Yeah, and it's the one that he knew about, right?
Well, yeah, if you go to school there and you're kind of a weirdo to start with, it wouldn't be hard to find that out. Just sit outside of school and watch the maintenance door.
Right, right, absolutely. Scope it out.
Because you know all the others are locked. Well, we'll let you go. You have a great day. I got to get ready to go to my torture chamber test.
Okay. Well, good luck on that, Larry. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So I just got a text from Kevin Evans, and he said that he and Carolina would like to come in early next week, and they had a thing pop up this morning, and that's okay. So they will not be joining us, but that does give me time to... tell you a little bit more about this. As we said, the first conversation is this Monday, February 26th. Be dealing with the law enforcement and judicial branch portion of things for the opiate awareness project. March 19th, the education and the impact of drugs in our schools. April 18th is intervention services. May 23rd, a panel of political leaders. June 27th, community programs. July 25th, Center Township and United Way with the United Against Opiate Abuse Project and Drug and Alcohol Coalition presentation. So the conversations will lead up to that data project that they'll be presenting on July 25th. The goal is to build community collaboration related to prevention, deterrence, and education related to heroin, opiates, and other drug substances in our community. Party Line, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Is this John?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I just want to give Frankfort Schools an attaboy.
All right, go ahead.
I take my grand girls to school every morning and pick them up every evening. And I get the blue medals, green medals, and all them mixed up. But they have them, the key swabs, they have the mic and everything that you could talk to them. They have the camera right there at the front door and everything. And when you pick the kids up at school at 3 o'clock in the evening, you have to knock on the gym door, and they will open it for you because they will not. You cannot just open it, walk in.
Can't get in. Well, as it should be, right?
Yes.
So, in your opinion, Frankfort Community Schools are doing the right thing, right, as far as safety and security?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you. We don't always hear the good news, do we?
No, and everybody wants to give you the bad news.
Right.
But on another coin, as you know, I've been down to Hopkinsville, Kentucky for a little bit, and some of the schools in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, is a designated person that will and carry a firearm, as in a school faculty. It's one of the school teachers, there's designated ones of them, has been trained and everything to carry a firearm.
You know, I can see that in a little more rural community, you know. We were talking a minute ago, it's not the teacher's job, but I'm okay with the teacher carrying if he or she are, you know, properly trained and feel comfortable doing that, you know.
Yes, they had to go through a rigmarole of testing and firing the firearm in a school scenario.
Simulator.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's a proactive approach. I think it's one of those things you got to throw everything at the problem, you know.
Right.
Takes a lot of us.
Yeah. But most of the people do not know which teacher it is because they're supposed to be strict about the situation.
Right. And again, as they should be, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it too because it was bone crushing to me, you know, when I heard about that Florida shooting.
Yeah, that was terrible.
You know, when I heard that the teacher stepped in between the shooter and the children.
Yeah, especially that one football coach too, so.
Yes, that was awesome that he took his own life to perish where nobody else will perish.
True, a hero for sure.
Well, that was my food for the thought for today, so I'll get off here and let you guys have you guys a conversation.
John, thanks for calling. Thanks for being a friend of Wylo.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. That's 659-3338. If there's something on your mind this morning, we'd love to talk to you again. Todd Corey and crew with USB. It'll be coming up after 9 o'clock here. There was a couple. Let's see. If Ken Hartman is listening, I would love for him to step in and give me 30 seconds on the Lincoln Day dinner. I knew that was coming up this evening, and I know it's at the 4-H building, but that's about all I know. So if Ken's listening, I could maybe have him step in and help talk with me. And there he is. I love being able to be sitting here and saying something, and you hear me out in the hall, Ken, and all of a sudden, boom, there he is.
Well, you know, I hear everything.
So. I know. Yeah, you're the news guy, right?
I'm the all-omnipotent one.
So you're going to the Lincoln Day Dinner this evening?
Yes, I am. 6:30 out at the 4-H building out at the fairgrounds. I'm really looking forward to the guest speaker. It's Connie Lawson. I've known Connie for quite a little while now, and she's the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing her again. I know she's been under some scrutiny as far as the elections are concerned here in the state, but I admire her. I like her. And she's always been at our senior fair or had a representative at our senior fair as well. And, I really like Connie. I think she does a good job.
That's a good speaker to get too.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, for mm-hmm. Clinton County. And that's a Republican, party
right.
deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, could Democrats come if they wanted to, all four of them in Clinton County?
You might have to leave your donkey out at the.
but Larry Shearer could go if he wanted to, right?
Yeah,
you gotta pay the tickets
just,
and
just
stuff.
Park,
yes, it's open. To
just
the public.
Park your donkey out front.
I was kidding. Just open. To
I
the
was
public.
Kidding too.
Just open to the public.
Yeah,
So that's pretty cool, and that's at the fairgrounds tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So did Mr. Moyer, they still got tickets if somebody's interested?
I have no idea. I have not talked to him. I would assume so, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, you probably get fed
yeah.
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I heard you and Roger Priest talking about that earlier
when
I was driving in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
we were.
All right. And it's mystery food, right? You don't know what you're going to get.
I think it's Shoops tonight.
Oh,
I think.
Shoops. Well, that's
I think.
Good for you then.
That's always good.
Yeah, right? Okay.
I've never had a bad one yet, and I don't anticipate it anytime soon.
Right. Yeah, you know, right? You've been around long enough.
I've gotten around the block a few times.
So, the National Weather Service had canceled that winter weather advisory overnight.
Right.
And I was telling people, just on the cusp, if you look at the radar right now, we're
I know.
Pretty darn close.
Well, we're last time I checked, we were about 34. And if they're still calling for rain the next 3 days, mm-hmm. I think it's, what does it say, through Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, or through Saturday.
Yeah, on and off a chance.
Okay. So, I mean, we're going to be right on that cusp for a while. I mean, it's, you know.
I think the temperatures will be warmer, though, right? So
we have to get through today. After today, through the day today, we should be okay. It's going to warm up as the day goes on a little bit, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would say after midday, we should be okay.
Okay.
If I haven't hit that right, I want a reward for being the National Weather Service.
All right, I'll give you that. All right.
All right.
Mike Downey just texted me and said, "Free food? Of course, Ken's there."
Mike's right behind me too.
Yeah, and I'm right behind Mike, so it all works good. Yeah,
it does.
You'll get the radio station to show up if you just offer some mm-hmm. food, right?
That's right.
You got 5 minutes with me, Ken?
Sure.
Okay. Larry and I were just talking about the school shooting in Florida.
Mm-hmm. I heard some of it.
I saw a little bit on CNN yesterday, boy, this heated town hall discussion they had between Marco Rubio and a father of a girl who had been killed. And Rubio said he is taking heat for his position. At a contentious town hall meeting, the crowd erupted into cheers. When the father of a murdered student said that his comments have been pathetically weak, they booed when Rubio said an assault weapons ban wasn't a good idea. Rubio was jeered, not cheered, as he didn't give a clear answer when he was asked if he could refuse any money from the NRA. That's what she comes down to.
Well,
right?
That's what this all comes down to. It's money. And the thing of it is, there is no good answer for this.
Right.
There really isn't.
Right.
And as we've said before, we're going to say this again, anybody who wants to do any kind of damage, whether it's a school, a business, or whatever, if they want to do it bad enough, they're going to do it because the laws really aren't, let's just put it this way, even if we knew.
You can't regulate crazy.
That's right. And the thing is also, who's to say that somebody wouldn't prosecute us if mm-hmm. we tried to defend ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
That's how crazy the law is in mm-hmm. my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's what is it, the Good Samaritan law sometimes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's
an accident at the side of the road and you help and they end up having other injuries or something.
That's right.
This falls in the boo category. This kind of gave me, this was a wet blanket this morning. The New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is restoring state funding for Planned Parenthood and other women's health facilities. A bill signed into law yesterday puts over $7 million in place. The first legislation he signed since taking office. I just want to take this time to say there's more people killed by abortions and murder every year than guns.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave that way. Right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
I just left hand off.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Also, what do you think about this? More fast food goers are reaching for Chalupas.
I saw that.
Than Whoppers.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I look at it this way. Taco Bell, say what you want to say, but they are making a concerted effort to get the people interested in their product.
Very progressive, right?
I mean, right. I mean, Burger King, McDonald's, and all those other ones, Subway, they're sitting pat, and they're not doing very much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, those are three of the top four.
Right.
But, you know, Taco Bell's being progressive. I mean, you see at least once or twice a night when I'm on a home, when I do get a chance to go home and watch something on ESPN, yeah. You see an advertisement for Taco Bell. You do not see anything for Subway, Burger King, or McDonald's. You just don't see it.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like both Chalupas and Whoppers. I've tried the Chalupa a couple times from Taco Bell. I like them.
Right.
But I love me a Whopper with cheese, man. I mean,
I'm not denying that either, but I'm just saying, you know, if in this day and age, you have to be progressive. You have to be proactive. Mm-hmm. You can't be reactive, because if you do, you're behind the eight ball and you never get it out.
Never get a chance.
That's right.
It's hard to come back, isn't it?
That's right.
So Taco Bell etched out more sales last year than Burger King, becoming the fourth largest U.S. food chain. Research firm Technomic says preliminary reports indicate sales for the Live Moss company jumped 5%, and sales for the Have It Your Way burger giant rose just 1.5% last year. So there you go. Also, did you see the new report that says New York's the dirtiest city in the nation?
I am shocked.
I know, right? Is this news?
I thought it might be the entire state of New Jersey where Chris Christie was for years.
Well, they're probably number two.
I'd say that. But how about 1A?
So it was released by Busy Bee, which is a Big Apple cleaning company there in New York, which says it compiled information from the EPA and a host of other places. Los Angeles, the second dirtiest city, followed by Riverside, San Bernardino, California, Chicago, then Philadelphia.
I was going to say Chicago's going to be in the top five somewhere there.
Two Florida cities, Jacksonville and Orlando, were the cleanest, followed by Tucson, Riley, and Memphis.
Okay. Riley.
Riley, North Carolina.
Oh, Raleigh.
Riley.
I was going to say Riley. I was like, where the heck is that at?
Sorry, I haven't watched my Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
Raleigh. Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right, we'll be back with more Party Line next here on WILO.
We're the station with Party Line, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO, Frankfort, broadcasting worldwide at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.